Hello, everybody. Hello, Quinn. Let the intro go for a little longer than usual there. It's such a great song. Like, even beyond just, like, being our intro.
That is a good song.
That first, like...
Seems like a lot of people use it, too.
Shout out Andy Rickoff. Okay. I love Andy.
Yeah. He has a perfect... I mean...
It's like a,
Growing up, that probably wasn't, like, the most fun name to say all the time. But as far as being a radio guy and him just having a show kick off with Rickoff...
Yeah, it worked out great.
Worked out.
And we are by no means original for having that song as our intro. Like, it has the tie to NDSU, too. But at least it wasn't, like, Thunderstruck or something.
That's what we should.
Hey, let's. We don't have a script, so this is gonna be an all-time bench warmers.
Yeah, Zach walked in, and why do I call you Zach?
Will, I don't know.
Willis walked in, and I said, "We don't have a script." And he goes, "Oh," and he started to write it. I'm like, "Nah, let's just do it."
Yeah,
I don't think we've done one like this before.
You want me to start it with some fire?
Yeah, not that we follow a script all the time, but
change Thunderstruck. It's time for a new song.
All right, so under. When you're listening to this, after you retweet it, repost it, put it on stories, all
subscribe,
that jazz.
Subscribe, resubscribe.
Yeah. Put underneath suggestions. Oh, my God. Suggestions?
Atta baby.
How do you say it?
Suggestions.
For what you want as a new run-out song. Entrance theme, I like to say.
If you are tired of Thunderstruck, not tired, but like think it's just time for a change.
Yeah.
I still think we should come out to Migos.
Yeah. Croc retired that. Did you see?
Mm-mm.
He said after the Eagles game, after the Super Bowl, he said he was retiring it.
Oh.
But then like during and he did retire it for like 2 months. And then like, I think it was a couple weeks ago, he just put the picture up with eyes.
It's a great.
To him just putting the picture up, if you know the video, it's even funnier. Just putting a picture up of it.
I have faith in, I still want to get Scoots and Ladders in here.
Oh.
To like talk to him one time.
Yeah, we definitely need to.
But just like I know he could do something with the Homelander.
Which one? The one where he's like smiling and laughing, or like the piercing?
All
in
of
a
them.
Movie
Put
theater?
Them all together, and then have the Metro Boomin song.
Oh,
because like if we're playing, who bitches about us the most? ICSU fans.
Whoa.
I can say that word.
I guess. I mean, who cares?
If
at
I can.
This point?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Wait. We have that. Hold on.
Can you say that word?
Who cares?
Yeah. Who cares? I would say SDSU fans or UND.
Yeah, but like.
Honestly, it might be UND. I think SDSU, like, their fans have kind of caught up. Not. How am I trying to say this? I think since they were just good this year, that they don't, like, really. I mean, not that they're, you know.
They, like, see us as equals now.
Yeah, which is, like, still dumb, but...
Yeah,
we're not. It makes them less annoying, though, now that they just won, at least.
Yeah.
And UND will never.
No. UND will
ever
live in perpetual little brother land.
I mean, they cut their baseball team and their women's hockey team.
Yeah.
Did they cut the women's hockey, or is that just disgust?
I think they cut it, and... Yeah.
It came out while they were having people on official visits, I'm pretty sure.
I made this point on Twitter, too. Like, they... Always talk to us about like being the JV or whatever.
Yeah, and don't talk to me when a team in the Final Four when you're not in it is Quinnipiac.
Yeah, and I get they're a hockey power. They're not good at anything else.
No,
we're playing real schools.
Yeah,
that beat UND at everything else.
Yeah,
baseball
team.
Like when they say that, they're just shitting on the other programs at their school.
Yeah, dude. We don't get into enough sport, and I was a bad supporter of sports.
Yeah,
other sports teams while playing.
Me too.
I just didn't have like the energy, and couldn't fake it either. I was bad at faking it till you make it, and everyone knew it.
Yeah,
I think I was good for the team because you could always count on me to be crabby.
Crabby?
Crabby. Yeah.
You're talking the football team.
Yeah. I think you need a person like that, or a few people that aren't going to fake it. Because then if someone else is having a bad day, they know who to go to.
Yeah.
Because I was always having a bad day.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. Because, like, I was.
I did not bring people down, but I was not, like, they always say fake it till you make it, and I never faked it.
No, you
I
were was just you very, were straight line.
Yeah.
With moments of joy.
Yeah.
But you went back to your sorrow quickly after.
Yeah.
But that's where, like, I was always one cracking jokes or like making fun of people. And if I like wasn't having it, like had a shitty day, and then like,
yeah,
what's wrong, Zach? Yeah. Then I get like talked to after the meeting. Yeah. It's like, can I just have a bad day?
Yeah, I'm good for like one like sick one liner, and then just not talking, and then like just like being out there and just like, you know, I don't want to say going through the motions, but a little bit going through the motions.
You were like a great pinch hitter. Like,
especially after when I moved to the O-line.
Yeah.
I mean, I sailed it in.
That's when you became you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Because at that point, I was just, and like it helped that, I mean, obviously that's when you and me became most became friends.
Yeah.
But then like I had five other guys in my class, so I wasn't really.
Yeah. And like nothing was ever really that serious in the RAM room.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. Looking at the guys we had in there.
Yeah, just murderers.
Like, all the pros now.
Yeah.
But where I was getting to my original point, I barely had the energy to like be in football.
Yeah.
So I was not going to fake support like and go to other teams' events.
Yeah, man.
When I was playing the basketball, I mean, the men's basketball team was like decent. I think they went to the tourney once. That's the one they played Zion.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
But the women's team just always struggled. And like, yeah. You would like look around at the girls and be like, these girls, like they look athletic. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Is it Jory?
Jory Collins.
He's turning it around.
He's got some dogs.
Yeah. He's turning it around.
Yeah.
I think it's, I mean, and it's no offense to any people that play basketball like up here, but I think he just ventured out more in recruiting, it looks like.
Yeah. And
he's like three people from Australia.
Yeah. And just like, building heavy around, like, Heaven is a star.
Yeah.
And like just building heavy around her.
Yeah.
Like letting her run everything. I also think he just has a renewed who was, I don't want to speak ill of her because
no, I don't remember her name, but she was like older blonde, I think.
Yeah, she was mean in my encounters with her personally.
So I heard that she like looked mean from the outside, but she like, from what, and these are like rumors, I guess, not, this is all alleged.
I have one that's not alleged.
Oh, see, I have multiple that are alleged.
Okay.
Not actually alleged, like I heard from players.
Sure, but alleged.
But alleged. That she wasn't mean enough.
Oh, sure.
That it was like a, not a fake, but like she was very tough on the outside.
Sure.
But like when they got into practice and like people actually needed to like pick their shit up, she just like didn't actually push enough.
Yeah, I held the door for her one time at the shack and she didn't say thank you. And then while I was holding it.
Oh, we got to stop.
What?
All right.
Let me tell my story.
Wait, no, you brought up a very big point. When you hold up when you hold open the door for somebody,
mm-hmm.
I don't need a verbal. I don't need thank you so much. Like that was very polite of you. Just acknowledge that I did it.
Hey, appreciate you. Thanks, man.
Don't even have to just make eye contact.
That's all I do.
Just make eye contact. Just give me a nod.
Don't act like the door just opened.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. She was leaving. I was going in. So, like, I held the door for her. This brings up a better conversation. If you're 20 feet behind me and we're both going in, I'm not holding the door for you.
Oh, that's the worst.
You're an asshole never know if you hold the door.
Sometimes I just, like, throw it open and, like, hope that it's, like, one of those really slow closing
doors.
You
know, they know you made an effort.
Yeah.
If you, like, throw the door open. You acknowledge them.
Yeah.
Anyway, she was leaving. I was going in. I'm showing Quinn.
She spit on your feet when she walked by you.
Peasant, why don't you play, loser? I had my phone in my hand that was, like, holding the door open, right? Like, up on the top of the door. She, like, went to grab it, too, because she, like, wasn't sure if I was going to hold it open or not. Knocked my phone out of my hand, cracked the screen. Didn't even, like, look back. Didn't even think about looking back.
I think her name starts with an M. It's like
Marn Walseth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
That she could have had a bad day. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
Sure.
But she broke my phone.
Yeah.
Folks, you better buckle in for an hour of this.
I don't even know where we were going. I think I was just trying to talk about other sports for once.
Well, you were talking about
before we got into spring ball.
Yeah, but I want to talk about
the
supporting other teams thing while we were there.
Sure.
Because you and I, like, I get, like, there was some stuff, like, if SCSU was in town, I was going to the shack to watch. But, like, we also had fiancés at home. And it was like, I get 2 hours a day where I can see her before we're asleep.
Dude, the first 4 years, 3 years, no, four, me and Kendra dating. So she worked at a assisted living facility, and her shifts were 3 to 10.
Jeez.
So, like, we...
You're, like, asleep? No, you weren't asleep.
No, we weren't asleep, but, like, she'd get home at, you know, 10:30, and it's like, if it's in the summertime, I am asleep by 11.
Right.
Because it's 4:15 wake up, 4:30 wake up. because I'm a psycho and I need to be up like an hour before the 5:15 lift.
Yeah.
So like during the summer, like it was only on weekends that we like hang out basically.
Yeah.
And then like even during the year, like it's basically just Saturday nights.
Yeah.
Because then she worked every other weekend. So then some Sundays, but even the Sundays, I mean, you go hang out in the dome, watch the games, hot tub, and then get back. And then I see, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like, yeah, like you said, if you're in a relationship, much different.
I'm going to the WDC after practice and I'm going home.
Yeah. Also,
can I just say this too? I'm not a huge basketball fan anymore.
Well, that too, but it's also different. Like, I feel like our seasons are much different.
Yeah.
We have like football games are on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're at 1, 2 o'clock. You can just go home after, party after.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to a basketball game at 7:30 on a Tuesday.
No, and
it's tough.
Each game matters more in football.
Yeah.
Collectively, it matters in basketball. It sets you up for seeding and stuff for conference tournaments.
Well, then, like, baseball, I actually probably went to more baseball games than any other sport. But baseball is tough because, depending on the winner, they had
4 games.
Was it
at Newman?
Dude, was it the last time that they won the Summit? Like, 2 years ago, because I think it was 2021.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they had a home game.
Yeah, it's tough.
Like the snow and, like, everything. They were just on the road all year.
Yeah, which honestly isn't a bad life.
I mean, it's kind of sick.
They got to go out to, like, Cali and stuff.
I don't think they fly, though.
No, that's tough, though.
I'm pretty sure they bus.
No way they're busing to California.
Not to Cali, but I think they bus to, like, these Midwest schools.
They're good.
Are they good this year again?
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Oaks. I only remembered it because of Oaks, but he used to play here, too, right?
I have no idea.
Pretty sure.
I like baseball. Maybe not. Like, besides, I would put baseball number 2 in sports I enjoy watching.
You know what I love about baseball, as boring as it is sometimes? It's the one sport, like truly the one sport, where there is no way of prevent. Basketball, you can hold on to the ball till the end of the shot clock. Yeah. Like, you can waste time.
You can't, like, ice them out.
Football, you can ice, you can take timeouts.
It's
you
truly
can take
skill
timeouts.
Versus skill.
Baseball, if you want to get out, you have to throw a strike.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to throw the ball over the plate every single pitch, and anything can happen. That's why, like, teams get up, like, 8-1 or whatever, and it's, like, the 8th inning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, you see it in the pros. Like, pro teams will give up 8 runs in an inning.
Right.
And it's the best of the best. Like, it's insane.
That's, yeah, because one team could give up 8 in an inning, and then 3 innings later, that team could score 12.
Yeah.
And they're winning by 4 runs.
Yeah. It's insane.
Baseball
is fun. You have to throw the ball over the plate. You literally have to give them a chance every single time.
Baseball is fun because you barely have to watch to know what's happening. Like, if you go to the bathroom and you miss 2 pitches, it's like, okay, I can look at the scoreboard and know what's happening.
Oh, who cares? Yeah.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah.
I like baseball.
Yeah. Also, I think
the softball teams are some dogs, too.
They've always been, though.
Yeah.
Darren. Right?
Mueller?
Yeah, Darren. Yeah. He's been there forever.
Yeah.
And they're always good. I mean, same with track. That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
St. Clair. He just took.
Justin.
Is he the head track coach at Nebraska? That's what he just got.
Did he?
He was the throwers coach here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know he went to Nebraska with Alex Talley.
Talley went there?
Or Talley probably followed him. He grad transferred to Nebraska. Alex Talley, West Fargo legend.
Yeah. Head coach.
Good for him.
Of Nebraska track and field.
Good for him.
Yeah. Pretty sweet.
Track is fun if you know what you're watching. I wasn't really
I mean, if there was a time machine, why was I not throwing shot?
I could just,
when I was 12 years
I
old.
I could just get as big and fat as I am now and then, like, just become a meathead.
I'm not saying that, like, I would be, like, an all-star at shot put.
I would have been good at it.
But I think I would have been better at shot put than I was at football.
Yeah.
Like, my body.
Yeah.
I qualified for state 1 year by putting my foot on the line, like,
just power throwing.
Just, like, the left foot up against, like, where you can't step over.
Yeah.
And then I hope no one from, like, North Dakota High School Athletics is listening, because I'm gonna spill some tea here. You're supposed to have, like, 9 practices for every sport, right?
Yeah.
I had a self-proclaimed track coach, but not actually on
this
the track.
This story doesn't need to be told.
Well, I'm just going to say it because it's fun. No one's getting in trouble. It's not like I went to state. Yeah. I didn't go to state because there's baseball district. Like, that's how much I care about track. I know. Someone who really, really wanted me to throw said, like, yeah, we'll just go out back on the track, like, inside of the track and throw for 25 minutes and just count those as practices. That's practice, baby. Yeah. And it wasn't a track coach. It was just someone that wanted me to throw track and knew the track coach.
Track was fun.
And they were like, hey, can we do this? And he was just like, sure.
Track was fun.
He or she, allegedly.
Track was fun because I was good at it. Like, I think I qualified for state 3 years.
Yeah.
Like my sophomore through. I might have qualified my freshman year in discus.
I never understood the discus thing.
Anyway, it was like, I would say it was like when the weather started getting nice, but it's the same with baseball. Like, it wasn't getting nice. It was shitty outside.
Yeah. You know what I hated about track is that it felt like wrestling and how, like, chaotic the area was.
Yeah.
Especially the indoor. Because I did an indoor track meet in Fargo.
Horrible.
Dude, I was just like, there were so many things going on at once, and I was just like, I cannot.
Like, coaches are yelling. Oh, my God. There's guns going on.
That's what I hate most about wrestling is, like, the tournaments.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, why is there so much going on at once? I guess because there's that many wrestlers, and they literally need to, or else a tournament would be
3 weeks long.
Yeah.
But you had to, like, go memorize what mat you were on at what time. Your bout number.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. But I would get so anxious about, like, missing a call. I was always in the last flight, obviously. Like, I was usually had the best PR at the meets that I went to. So, like, I'm in the last flight. I would still just, like, sit around and watch the first five flights because I was anxious about missing my call for the sixth one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
The track memories I do have, though, some hilarious ones.
Yeah, track was fun because, like,
it's a very, like, in high school, it's a very, like,
you compete for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But
one of my buddies, Levi, he's in my wedding. I mean, one, he's an idiot, but two, he did some hilarious shit on the track.
Yeah.
he was really good at hurdles.
Sure.
The 100 meter, right? Something like that.
110.
Yeah. Well, one time he just hit the first hurdle and then just stopped, just walked off, and then, like,
I kind of respect that
move. And then as a punishment, the track coach made him do the 2 mile, and he just sprinted the first lap and then just walked off again.
That rocks. I have to get this out there. I beat a future NFL player in multiple track meets in shot and disc. So
give me a second. Who?
Cody.
Oh.
When Cody was 210 pounds.
That doesn't count. He was class B.
Throwing a shot. We had the meet at Wahpeton every year.
Oh.
It was like one of our first meets. And I remember we were throwing discus, and Cody walks in there with his basketball shoes on that he wore during the basketball season. Yeah. Wahpeton's gross. Smells like farts all the time.
What is it called? There's a nickname for it, but it's like, just, I don't know. The way it's called, stinky.
Yeah.
Want to say stinky wop, but that doesn't even make sense.
That's gross.
I didn't even realize until now. Stinky wop would be incredible. WHAP.
We need to make shirts about that. You folks can make your own conclusion on that acronym. Right.
Title of show, Benchwarmers episode 29, Stinky Wop.
No, that's gross.
All right.
But state was always in Bismarck. It's like we got to travel.
Okay, North Dakota, every state, I don't care what sport it is, just make it in Bismarck. It's insane that they put it like on different sides of the states. Just put everything in Bismarck. I don't know what football would be like.
Yeah, where they play football.
Just at the high school. Oh,
the dome?
What?
Or the bowl, the community bowl.
I don't even know
outdoor,
what it is.
November state championship game.
Yeah.
Every other state does it.
Yeah.
Be sick.
Yeah.
Bismarck sucks, though.
They could do it at Shiloh. I can't remember what they have for, like, stands, but just
home to the greatest athlete in North Dakota state history.
Yeah. Dude, when I
this pod is going to be off the rails if we go for 45 minutes.
You know what's crazy about Barty? We it's not like no one knew. He didn't even, like, when I was a senior, I don't think he was playing as a junior.
Yeah.
Because I think he was still, like, learning what football was.
Yeah.
That's like the Devin Witherspoon. Mm-hmm. He started playing football, like, his junior year of high school.
Future Charger, Devin Witherspoon.
And he's going to be a top 10 pick. So, no, not a
we'll
future
trade
Charger,
up.
But we will not. We'll trade out.
We'll trade down.
Along with the likes.
Bijan.
Dude, I didn't. I hope this isn't any like offensive. His hair is crazy.
I haven't seen it.
He has like a poof.
Sure. That was talking hair.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other sports.
Well, spring ball's coming up.
Yeah. We'll get to that. I feel like that's our main topic.
You want
to
talk NFL?
NFL, March Madness.
Aaron Rodgers still not a Jet.
He will be, though.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be
so when draft when time. All that happened on McAfee Show, I think everyone was like, oh, the Packers are going to get so much.
Yeah.
The longer time has went on, it really feels like that interview like screwed the Packers more than the Jets.
Yeah.
Because now everyone knows it's only the Jets that he can go to.
Right.
I mean, part of it is like...
It's not like the Packers are waiting for a highest bidder.
No, because there's one. There's right. going to be one bidder, yeah. and it's the Jets. And if the Jets don't get it done, they're screwed.
If the Packers don't get it done,
they're screwed.
Because you either pay him $50 million
to play, or you pay him $50 million to not play.
And you don't get draft compensation
and
that you were thinking you were going to get.
And Jordan loves a wash because they didn't pick up, or they did pick up the fifth year, or they didn't. I can't remember. I think this is upcoming going to be his fourth year, so they need to watch.
Sure.
They need
if
him
he's
to play.
The guy of the future.
Yeah. But like, if they retain Rodgers and retain Love for another year, even if they pick up his fifth year option, they pick up Love, he's not going to want it. He's not going to want to play there anymore.
Because
then next year they're going to be left without both of them.
What if Rodgers stayed in Green Bay and he came back for another year after this year?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The Packers can't let that happen either.
No.
So at some point, they have to just take what the Jets are offering them.
Yeah, because they've made it like, and
but the Jets
not only,
but also the Jets have to offer at least something that's acceptable,
right?
Because they are just as screwed
if your quarterback Zach Wilson.
Yeah, maybe not financially. I mean, the Packers are in a much tougher spot financially if they don't get it done. Because pretty sure his cap hit is like $53 million.
Jesus, and it's not just the Rodgers interview; it's the way all of the Packers top brass has come out and talked about it, like in the past tense with Aaron. Yeah. Like, they don't want him there.
No.
So, and the funniest thing is, like, I still see people on Twitter, like, Aaron's dragging his feet. Like, this is all on. No, it's not. It's literally not on Aaron. He just wants to go
anymore.
Play for the Jets.
Yeah.
Robert Saleh is talking about, like, I want to go do a darkness retreat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
DeAndre
Hopkins might be a Bill.
What was that today?
Yeah.
That'd
be a problem.
I really haven't been on Twitter that much the last couple of weeks.
I deleted mine, so.
I'm going to have to.
We're not going to talk about that. D-Hop to the Bills would be a real problem. And then they could just draft defense. Fix their O-line and draft defense.
Yeah, they need a. I can't remember what we did with them in our mock draft. Did we cause PFF to do that?
To do what?
You haven't looked on their site?
Uh-uh.
Every device now can only do one free draft for two rounds.
They suck.
If you want to do all seven rounds, unlimited drafts, you have to subscribe to their site.
What a poverty website.
Dude, did we do that?
We might have.
Did we cause that?
Well, you.
That
sucks.
Yeah, it's insane. Thanks, Florio.
Yeah. That's not Florio.
Collinsworth.
Yeah,
Collinsworth created it, or was part of it, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they use PFF.
I think
for all they use PFF for all their stuff.
I think it's Ross's fault.
Yeah,
we'll just blame Ross.
We'll put it on him. So the Rodgers thing, Hopkins, that's crazy too. I mean, close to home, Eckler. Obviously, who knows where he'll go. I get what he's saying. I feel like they'll work it out. I don't think the Chargers are trading him.
No, which is stupid because they see the value, but also won't pay him his value. I understand why he's pissed.
Well,
he does more than a normal running back does.
Yeah, but
how long does he stay healthy?
So he's due to make $6.25 million in 2023.
That is banana land.
Which in LA, I mean,
not only he makes a lot of money off the field, but
well, sure, but that doesn't matter to him. I mean, on the field, he wants to get compensated. He's basically making $4 million this year.
And he was like second in the league in total touchdowns scored.
Well, he has the most combined in the last like 3 years.
Yeah, it was like 99 or something like that.
But he is basically the I can't remember if this was off air or on air last week, and I tried to make a comparison to him and Debo. Debo was pissed because, like, he's in the wide receiver market, which is a higher market.
Right.
But he also does the job of a running back.
Right. So they're going to try to pay him like a running back.
Yeah. Eckler's different. He wants to get paid. He is a running back, and the running back has, like, one of the lowest.
Yeah.
The lowest skill position market.
Mm-hmm.
And he also does the job of a wide receiver. So he's trying to get wide receiver money when he's actually a running back.
Yeah.
Debo was just trying to get both.
If Austin Eckler,
so at minimum, Debo wanted wide receiver money.
If Austin Eckler lined himself up in the slot every play,
he'd be unstoppable.
He'd have $10 million.
Chargers should just do it.
$15 million a year.
Chargers should just draft Bijan and put Eckler at running back.
I don't hate it.
Or
at wide receiver. Slot receiver.
Yeah.
He
literally has 8 receptions a game.
That's the crazy thing about tight ends. Oh, before we leave, I'm excited to see what Eckler does with Kellen Moore. To be honest with you.
Yeah.
This team is sneaky giving me hope, and I don't
know
why. I don't know why.
Stop.
I'm kind of excited for the season.
There's not even going to be an NFL once Gruden is done with
this lawsuit. You know how much of a sicko I am? I went back and watched the Jags game.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
When?
Like a week ago.
Whoa. Why?
I needed to feel something.
That's pain to the highest extent.
Yeah.
I still remember sitting there with Dana, Kendra's dad, and just like telling him the whole time, like, no, it's not going
to
happen.
No, Julia didn't believe me before she went to bed.
Yeah.
I remember, I think I told this story, but my mother-in-law we were over at her house and we were up on by like 15 on the Chiefs before halftime. And I'm like, I need you to understand that we are losing this football game. But you're winning. What do you mean? Have a good attitude. You haven't been through what I've been through.
Yeah.
And I woke Julia up after the Jags loss and just said, Julia, standing there like those memes of the kids that are like, I just threw up.
Yeah.
I'm like, we just lost.
Oh. No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did. I wanted to take a break and talk about how awesome Pac-Man Jones has been on McAfee's show. We have this playing in the studio.
Yeah.
We should put on. Are you going to become a pickleball guy?
No.
No?
Do you know how expensive those things are? Those paddles?
They're not that expensive.
Yeah, but they break. Then you just keep buying them.
We'll just steal all the rich people's paddles.
Yeah. I mean, if someone...
What are they going to do if we take them?
If someone...
Are they going to stop us from taking them?
If someone wanted to, you know, gift us some pickleball paddles, I'd probably...
Speaking of pickleball and the Bison, shout out to Coach Grant Olson and his wife, Amy.
Why?
They're having a baby.
Oh, I don't know if that was public.
No. Yeah, it's on their Instagram.
Oh. What did he tweet that got him suspended last fall?
Coach Brown was suspended, too.
They were both suspended.
I don't know what
was going on. What were they?
They were just firing too many DMs. They're like, you're a bot. You're sending so many DMs.
You think they were in the Twitter files? Do you know what the Twitter files are?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think they're in there?
I don't think so.
For those that don't know, you should go look up what Twitter files are.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm not in there, but the stuff I've read is funny.
Shout out Elon, a genius businessman.
Oh, God. We're going there now.
Valued himself at $20 billion for Twitter.
I also...
He came up with that valuation.
I also value myself at $20. Put a number on your life right now.
Like how much I would take to give it up? Or like how much...
No, if someone, like someone put a hit on you.
Well, I'm literally worth $500,000. I have a... insurance policy.
Has it been 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That makes sense.
There's your answer.
Be interesting to see how long you live after after this comes out.
Well, only one person benefits, so you know who it is.
Yeah. Me.
Kendra. Kendra's had that conversation.
Yeah, she's got to wait a little while.
Gotta watch her.
I've only had it for like half a year.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
This is closer to the real experience of what our conversations are like.
This is very much so. I pulled it up. Dude, Coach Kane.
Yeah.
Whoa. I mean, I had kind of been waiting for the jump just because he had been so many places.
Yeah, hired as like a pass rush specialist. That's sick. You're like a mercenary.
Yeah. So then who does he have? He has one of the guys was the guy he coached at Oklahoma. I'm pretty sure, isn't Benito? Nico Benito?
I have no idea, man. I'll look up the Broncos roster for you. Tusk used to be there. Not anymore.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. Nico Bonito, yeah, linebacker for the Denver Broncos, and he was a All-American at Oklahoma.
Nico Bonito. It's a sick name.
Dude, it's awesome. They also had the guy from Oklahoma from Ohio State that did really good last year.
Sam Hubbard.
No, God.
Nick Bosa.
I hate you.
Joey Bosa.
You're actually the worst.
Khalil Mack. Chris Allen?
No.
What do you want from me? You want me to have the Broncos?
Well, it's just annoying that you don't know.
Zach Allen, about. Matt Hensingson, Elijah Garcia, Jonathan Harris, Jordan Jackson, Mike Purcell.
Oh, he isn't even on the roster right now. Oh, no, because they have they were on the 3-4. It was Baron Browning.
Nick Bonito. Baron Browning.
Baron Browning. Yeah, because him and Bonito are the Wills.
Bonito is a great last name.
Yeah.
Oh. Randy Gregory.
Yeah, so they have dogs. I mean, and the Broncos are that team that too. I mean, they love the DNs.
And
they love drafting DNs. They don't have a first or second round pick this year because of Russ, but yeah. I can almost guarantee you probably that first pick is going to be an edge.
And
Sean Payton loves drafting edges too.
Being hired as a third round or as a, what am I talking about? Being hired as a pass rush specialist. That feels like a parlay, like, quickly into your elevation in the NFL. Oh,
D-line coach?
Yeah.
Probably D-line coach next year.
D-coordinator.
Yeah. D-line coach for the – just – if I was him, I would try to be the D-line coach for the Niners as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they just –
I think that guy's good, though. I don't think he's leaving. Or did he get a D.C. job? I remember, like, the D-line coach in San Francisco. They were talking about him, like, how good he was at his job.
Okay, I'm looking at Coach Kane's contracts the last few years. Okay, so his contract at Oklahoma in 2020.
It's all public.
It's all public. I mean, it's on websites right here.
You can look it up.
His original. So let me go through his bio. I don't want to. So just from NDSU.
Mm-hmm.
He went to San Jose, but then did not coach there. And he went immediately to Fresno.
Yeah.
And he was there for 2 years. It looks like. And then he went to Arizona State for 2 years under Herm Edwards and that whole coaching staff. That was all NFL guys.
Yeah. That was like Kevin Mowe was the O-line coach.
And they had someone else. There was another leaguer that was like a linebackers coach. But and then he went to Oklahoma. When he went to Oklahoma, his contract was $435,000 for a 2-year deal. And then he went to USC with Lincoln, but that didn't actually go to USC.
Yeah.
Because LSU gave him a contract. From this article, Kane, a former Oklahoma assistant, will make an average of $850 a year. And he was just there for this year.
Suck it, Cordell.
So he just hey, crisscross applesauce on that, Cordell.
To be a D-line coach?
At LSU.
I should start coaching.
Holy shit.
Goodness me. Good for
him. So I don't know if 850 is like a number for a pass rush specialist in the NFL.
It's still going to be pretty. And it's going to parlay into more money.
It's going to parlay into more money and the schedule. I mean, you talk about it. People talk about it all the time. Coaching in general sucks if you don't love it. Obviously, coaches love it.
Coach Kane loves it.
But he doesn't have to recruit anymore.
No.
Oh, my God.
He just coaches.
You get a third of
which is what all coaches want.
You get a third of your life back.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you're coaching during the season and you hear NFL coaches talk about it, who was it? Bruce Arians said.
Yeah.
Bruce Arians has one of the greatest lines ever. He went to his son's 40th birthday party. He said, 40? You were born 40 years ago? Like, where did 40 years go?
Yeah.
40 years. He said, where did 40 years go? Like, it's bad enough to coach, but then, like, college coaches, when the season's over, then they go recruit for like 3 or 4 months. Like their schedule really doesn't end. So Coach Kane finally getting like that NFL. I mean, his track record since he's left here is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
I think he was at Wyoming, right? And then he went from Wyoming to NDSU.
Yeah.
And then Coop went from NDSU to Wyoming.
And so, he's like, I don't know how that happened, like turned out killers too.
Kane has. My God. Well, you just look at the guys he coached here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then. I mean, Buddha did just as good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't believe Buddha fell into our hands when Kane left. That's a miracle.
Yeah.
I feel like that doesn't happen a lot.
Absolutely.
To have someone like Coach Kane leave.
It's as improbable as losing C. Riles and getting Blas.
As polarizing as Coach Kane was to players.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say anything about it. He either loved him or you hate him.
But he was a great coach.
Absolutely.
You can't deny anything about his coaching ability.
Yeah.
Because, like, he turned out dogs.
Right.
And, you know, you can put part of that with him and obviously the players. I mean, it's not like he turned, I mean, it's not like Emmanuel was going to be nothing if Coach Kane wasn't ever his coach. Yeah. I mean, but.
By the way, Coach Kane turned out one of the funniest videos of all time while he was at LSU. When they're celebrating in the end zone of the Cheez-It Bowl.
Do we want to talk about why he might have been so mad?
No.
Do you remember all that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably a reason he was all pissed off.
Yeah.
Playing at the Cheez-It Bowl.
Harold Landry, they're like celebrating in the end zone.
Get off the bed! They celebrated by laying in a Cheez-It Bowl bed.
Yeah.
And he just absolutely lost it.
Yeah.
Comes out later that, like...
Stop it.
Some stuff went on with players.
Shout out LSU. Yeah.
Coaches and players were close there.
SEC's wild, boys.
It's a different world. But yeah, shout out Coach Kane. That's insane. I mean, obviously everyone from NDSU knows him, but those that listen that aren't NDSU fans, I don't know why you're listening, but thanks. But if you don't know who he is, I mean, keep his name in your memory bank, because I mean, yeah. If you go be a pass rush specialist,
yeah,
you're gonna be a D-line coach.
You're being acknowledged for being good at your job.
Yeah, and D-line coaches, I feel like the D-line these days is like super popular, especially edge rushers.
Quinn, I have something to show you.
No,
if I can find it. Let's see here. I'm gonna show you this picture. You tell me if you think this person will be ready to play football by August. Okay. 1 second.
Why don't you like Radiohead?
What?
Why don't you like Radiohead?
Wasn't raised on it. You got a problem with that?
It's fine, I guess.
You can yell at Tyson.
Tyson has good taste in music, but...
Okay. Look at this and tell me if you think that person will be ready to play football by August.
Oh, tough.
Brock Purdy looks like he had his UCL surgery.
Yeah.
He is strapped in
with
this brace.
That's a Zeme sauce brace.
That's worse than Zeme sauce. Don't say Zeme sauce.
You think Zemer listens to this?
I hope he does. Oh. I like to think Zemer listens to this.
What's up, Zeme?
Shout out to Zows.
Yeah. I didn't really want to get into the Trey stuff, but we can.
Yeah.
Lynch just said right now, as long as he's healthy, that Purdy's probably leader in the clubhouse.
Woo!
Which, I mean, Trey pretty much acknowledged during Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
I think he was on a bunch of shows that week, but Eisen's was probably the best show he did, Rich Eisen. And he said, like, he's like, yeah, I mean, you watched last year and, like, how it went. Like, why would I? Like,
I think they're overthinking it. Because, like, Birdie could come in and stink. And then what? You, like, ruin Trey's confidence?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Ride your horse. He was, what, the fifth overall pick?
Third. They gave up that first rounder and then the next 2 years' first rounders.
For that?
I don't know, dude. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
For sure.
That goes into Lamar talk. Lamar wants out of Baltimore. Bad.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Do you blame him? They absolutely refuse to put good players around him.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed too.
And like part of it was like their scheme. I mean, they were just like, well, we're not going to like throw the ball 30 times. So like why, you know, spend money on good player, like receivers, but it's like, okay, but you're also not spending money on good running backs.
Right.
I mean, your O-line was probably average. They seem
J.K. Dobbins is okay.
They seem to always figure out the O-line, even if like they don't have the greatest players. But like, then draft O-linemen and draft like running backs if that's the like route you want to go.
Right.
But I don't know. It's weird. He's gonna look really good in powder blue.
Shut up, man.
See you, Justin.
That's a horrible take. March Madness. It's fun.
I still have not watched it.
It's just four classic blue bloods in there.
Yeah. None of them have won ever, right?
UConn has.
UConn. Okay, this is going to sound dumb. I was a UConn fan growing up, mm-hmm. but I've not watched them since Shabazz Napier won it.
Sure.
It all started with
Kemba.
Nope. Before Hassan the Beat.
Yeah.
Or is it Hassan? It's one of them.
It's Hassan the Beat.
To Beat. Yeah. Because what was he? Like 7'5".
Awesome. Yeah.
So like that was my first.
He's in a commercial with Lil Dicky.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because there was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's his jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that. I was like
Hashim to Beat.
Hashim.
Idiot. Hashim.
Okay. That was my first, and then like, yeah, Kemba. I mean,
Cardiac Kemba.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
He busted that pit dude's ankles.
Yeah, at the center.
Big East tournament.
Yeah. And then and then like
Kemba.
And then a few years later.
Did that Kemba team win?
Yes.
The tournament?
Yeah. And then
with Calhoun.
Yeah, that was their that was the year they did not miss like a free throw in the entire tournament.
Sure.
They beat teams.
That's a good way to
Beat teams because they just never missed a free throw.
Yeah.
Like I think they had like some insane streak going into like the championship, and then they missed like one in the championship. And then Shabazz Napier, Jeremy
Lamb.
Yeah. Yep. Those guys, they were the next class, and they won it too. Same thing. Like they were like a 7 seed, and then they like just kept making free throws.
And then they won one recently, I thought. Like closer than the last.
I don't think so.
They won with Kevin Ollie, who was on that team.
Oh, they did. Maybe that was him. Maybe that was his championship.
Okay, with Jeremy Lin.
Maybe. Jeremy Lin.
Not Jeremy Lin. Miami, San Diego State, UConn. Who's the fourth? FAU, Florida Atlantic. Who could forget Florida Atlantic?
Ooh, Owls. That's insane.
I love that the Lane Kiffin memes are coming back up. When he was like, this is an awesome place to play. Like when he'd make those intentionally like dull recruiting videos when he was at FAU.
Yeah.
They play in Boca Raton, which is like 2 minutes from the beach. What a sick place to go to school.
Where is that?
Boca Raton.
Florida. Oh.
They beat Kansas State, who I really wanted to win. In the Elite Eight.
Sorry, I'm looking at an article about UConn's free throws from 2011. Yeah, they just shot like more free. They got to the line, basically.
Sure.
Like more than anyone else.
Why? You didn't watch the K-State game? Oh, man. This would be.
No.
Marquise Noel is 5'7" and was just dogging people the entire tournament. And he passed up the final shot to win the game or to tie the game to go into the Final Four.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because
he's the kid who was like, he's from the Bronx or from New York, and they're playing in New York, and he's like, I own this place. Like, he was pretty sick. Just putting it, like, jacking up threes from the logo at as 5'7". Here's some deep inside basketball stuff for you. Rick Pitino is back in the Big East.
Same area.
St. John's. Yeah. Went from Iona to St. John's.
That's New York, right?
Yeah.
So he's in the Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
So people are thinking like, oh, he's going
to. Like people are planning St. John's to like go to the Final Four next year.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
And then.
I heard a stat that like out of all the Final Four teams, like there's like, I mean, the majority of them are like all transfers, like playing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
And if anybody has embraced the transfer portal or knows how to recruit in today's day and age, it's Rick Pitino. then
yeah, he's licking his chops, looking at what he can do now.
You can leave those jokes there. Yeah.
What?
Ed Cooley was the coach at Providence, left for Georgetown, and people were very, very upset about it. Called it a lateral move. He basically stepped on the good old boys club that is the Big East by going to Georgetown.
Yeah.
And they like he had said multiple times, like, I'm going to die in Providence. Like, he was from Providence and took the job at Georgetown. But historically, like, if you could resurrect Georgetown, I would absolutely rather be the head coach of Georgetown than Providence.
Yeah. Who was at Georgetown forever?
John Thompson.
No, a different one. More recent.
Patrick Ewing.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was there for a long time, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a bad coach.
Yeah. I just found, I knew Calhoun. I couldn't remember what it was, but I knew he had.
Calhoun has some of the best bits of all time.
He does. He has a top 10 on SportsCenter. The one I was thinking of, in a 2009 post-game news conference, a freelance reporter. Writing about Connecticut's statewide budget shortage, asked Calhoun if he, the highest paid public employee in the state.
Not a dime
bag. Damn it. Come on. Should give up part of his salary. Things did not end well for the reporter. Not a dime back.
Not a dime back.
Dude, if that happened now, he would be a hero on the internet. Yeah.
And he was like seen as an asshole, because he was, but not a dime back. Not a single dime back. And then he was basically like, you should pay me more. Shout out Jim Calhoun.
I got to play it.
Yeah, go ahead.
It is, I mean,
I want to find the one about Kwame Brown. Oh, I can't. There's so many F words. Great radio here.
No, I wasn't playing. I like how you shut up. It's just like, if you want to talk to me outside, I'm more than happy to talk to you. Talk about basketball.
If you guys covered this stuff, I would not. Considering that you're the highest paid state employee and there's a $2 billion budget deficit,
yep.
Do you think that's
not a dime back?
He didn't. The reporter didn't even finish the question. No, Calhoun knew exactly what he was going to say. Not a dime back.
I think my second favorite one is when he's talking about by not recruiting Ryan Gomes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I'm a Okafor and Caron Butler. They're pretty good. They're not bad.
Yeah.
He's, I effed up. Not F, but that's a word we can't say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Calhoun had some all-timers.
Yeah, he was sick.
That was a great era of basketball coaches.
Yeah,
because there was all the olds that were getting out, but they were, like, cranky. And like, but I loved it.
Coach K still had a little pop in him.
Yeah.
Boeheim.
He was still.
Boeheim was like.
Was he dyeing his hair in 09?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Boeheim was, like, less insufferable, but was still an asshole.
Yeah. Like, who was the UNC coach?
Roy Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Or who was Bobby Knight wasn't still coaching, was he?
He might have been in Texas Tech. Not in 09, but he was around like when Calhoun and all them were around. Yeah. He was a psycho.
Oh, yeah. What's worse, him?
Oh, God. I cannot wait for what's about to come next. Go on. Spit it out.
If you had to choose a worse action from a head collegiate sports coach, was it him throwing chairs at players,
mm-hmm.
or was it when Brian Kelly sent that video guy 100 feet in the air in 90 mile per hour winds?
Are you trying to speak ill of Brian Kelly?
No.
Man who resurrected the Notre Dame.
I'm just asking what's worse, allegedly. There's a pretty easy answer. I mean, there's only one incident allegedly when someone died. So
talk about the really bad thing that Bob Knight did when he used to like scream and smack his players. Then
I mean, Brian Kelly saw the forecast for that day. Get ready, hit it. Brian Kelly saw the forecast. Coach, do you really want to send guys up there in those kind of winds?
Oh, who cares?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Can't believe. You put me in that position.
My family.
So bad.
Then the dancing, and then that kid like decommits because he got clowned on the internet.
So bad.
How about the nerd yesterday on Twitter that talked about the weightlifting? Shut up, nerd. I never felt more like Richie Incognito in my life. Yeah. When I read that and I looked at him and then I just, shut up, nerd.
He said, lifting is to exercise as masturbation is to sex.
Yep.
What does that even mean?
Hilarious. I'm convinced he's just the up-and-coming opposite Nick Adams. So I think he wants to. He wants to be. I tweeted at Nick Adams. Here's a thing that's brilliant.
Nick Adams is a parody.
Yeah. He started as not,
Yeah.
But then he was smart.
Yeah, and he's made so much money because of it.
He was actually smart and then just bought in completely.
Yeah.
Like a WWE character.
Genius.
So like, now every time.
Like, do you really think Nick Adams is like screaming about the masculinity of M&Ms? Oh. And people fall for the bait every time.
It's so good. At Simone H. Collins. It's Simone and Malcolm Collins.
They share a Twitter.
Looks like it's a joint account. Woo! Dude.
That's worse than sharing a Facebook account.
And he had a thread.
Mm-hmm. I didn't read it.
Lifting is to exercise as masturbation is to sex. We suspect if it were studied, we would see that lifting is deeply unhealthy contrasted with finding organic opportunities for manual labor. So he basically wants to clown on people that like lift.
Right.
We bet people freak out when weightlifting is attacked because of a deep insecurity among those who lift, TM. So he, you know, was trying to make a joke there. As to whether it is a productive use of time or just the male version of the fat acceptance movement. Yes, lifting is harder to keep up than fat acceptance, but being ripped does not make it a productive use of time.
You're pissing me off.
It is also hard. I don't even want to read.
I don't know what
it is also
means.
Hard to you know, but 10 times a day or to become a guild leader in. Wow, I don't know what that is. This is the best part. So right here is where I like just stopped because I actually like laughed.
Yeah.
He basically put everyone who lifts in the category of power lifters who are on steroids.
Sure.
He attached an article that's titled Morality Rate Higher Among Bodybuilders.
Mortality.
Yeah, when I say morality.
Yeah.
Same. While light exercise is beneficial to one's health in the same way a little bit of fat is, professional level weightlifting lowers a man's lifespan to an average of 47, well below the 77-year male average in the U.S., and lower than that of a severely obese person, 63. Someone commented underneath that post, and this is the one that, like, just, I think, just when people really stopped. She said, isn't the main explanation for this undetected slash illegal steroid use? He says, almost certainly. So it's like, okay, then what's the point of all of it, buddy?
I mean, there's so many, like, the causation does not equal correlation thing. Like, people who usually get into powerlifting are built like us, like, naturally.
Yeah.
And we also, even if we didn't powerlift, we're not living a 77.
If I die at 44, it's because I am going to be eating like a fat piece of shit, not because I lift. Lifting is the only thing that keeps me out of like a 400-pound life.
I also want to say that if I died lifting, like doing the actual action,
that'd be sweet,
kinda sick.
Yeah,
I told I had a guy spotting me when I was squatting the other day, and I said if I start to fail, just let me die under it, and then go around and add another plate to each side, because then it'll look even cooler.
Yeah. Inside the article, someone screenshotted it. The mean age of death was 47.7 years because the range was 26.5 to 75.5.
Yeah, so,
and there weren't
so
and,
they used
and
the
there
mean,
weren't and yeah. there weren't an amount of numbers saying which, like the lowest or median was. So that guy is actually like,
we should improv.
He knew what he was doing.
We should improv.
And it was good, but
we should improv what Trev's reaction was to reading those tweets.
Hey, also, now that this show is quote tweets, how about this? That the original tweet that had like the thread.
Yeah.
12 retweets, 164 likes, 878 quotes.
Hell yeah. I love when people just reply under the thread and it says they dragging your ass in the quotes.
The quotes are funny. I mean,
I just saw this pop up. Bradley Beal is under police investigation after confrontation with several fans over a lost bet.
Saw that.
What? Beal allegedly knocked the hat off of one of the hecklers who cursed at him for losing over $1,300. I don't give a F about none of your bets or your parlays, bro. That ain't why I play the game. When are people going to learn to stop pressing professional athletes?
Yeah, it's like...
they don't care.
Also, don't depend on your life
yeah.
for a sport.
They could also...
that you don't play.
Like, Bradley Beal could put hands on you and put you in the hospital. They're a professional athlete.
Yeah, I don't think people realize, like, especially with NBA players, right? Like the I'm not bound to China, like those kind of guys.
Yeah,
that all hate LeBron because, like, LeBron, you know,
yeah,
he does what he has to do because he's the face of the NBA.
Yeah,
and like the biggest market of the NBA, probably bigger than the U.S. Guess what?
The NBA.
China. Yeah. If you wanted to get in a fight with LeBron, he'd kill you.
Joe Rogan said that.
He said that.
He's like, if LeBron trade.
He basically said if LeBron. Yeah. So like, and I'm not like a Rogan fan. Right. I don't hate Rogan. I just whatever. I don't really listen. The only thing I listen to of Rogan is like MMA, his MMA shows, because he has the fighters on. He talked about with a fighter once that like he saw LeBron in person. He was just like, like he would kill me. What is this guy?
Yeah.
Like
said the same thing about Shaq.
He said if LeBron just had to pick a sport.
Yeah.
And he would have been a pro in it.
Yeah, of course.
He said if LeBron was an MMA fighter, he'd be John Jones.
Who's truly, I was going to say, like, who's genuinely the best athlete to fight in the UFC? John, probably?
It depends on how you look at it. Because, like, I don't know what John, I've seen him run.
Yeah.
He looks very unathletic when he just runs in a straight line.
Sure.
Probably because he didn't grow up, like, running. Because I think he was mostly just a wrestler.
Yeah.
And if you look, like, if you look at his, have you ever looked at his calves?
Yeah.
Tiny.
Yeah.
Crazy, though, because he can squat a lot. Because I think he, like his legs, his calves are tiny, and then just has like ginormous like tree trunk thighs that he kills you with.
Both of his brothers are freaks.
Both play D-line in the NFL. One was a D-tack for like 7 or 8 years, and the other one is Chandler Jones.
Right.
But, I mean, if you wanted to, I mean, probably John, just because of how big he is.
Yeah.
But like you could look at, I mean, no one knows what France is. I mean.
Yeah.
He was trapped in sand pits for
LeBron,
his entire life.
LeBron. His only disadvantage to him, like, being able to be successful in the NFL would have been his height. Like, whatever, have the conversation about his attitude. He's all basketball players are soft. But if he was 6'6", LeBron's, like, one of the best tight ends to ever live.
Yeah.
He plays basketball. He's the best to ever play. You're welcome. I just said it. Like, he could have picked his sport. And, like,
yeah.
John has that, like, goat mentality, like what helps him kill people.
John doesn't even like.
But it doesn't even
make sense.
If any of those guys, like, if Darren Waller wanted to,
yeah, true.
Like, train to be in the UFC for 15 years,
it's going to be interesting now with how popular the UFC is. Yeah. Obviously, Greg Hardy's a piece of shit. Allegedly, yeah. Not even allegedly.
Not allegedly,
he but is. Allegedly.
It's always fun seeing him get his ass kicked.
Yeah, but like obviously Greg Hardy tried it, and he actually had like a couple wins where he just obliterated someone. It's going to be interesting to see with how popular the UFC is getting, just the amount of eyes on it, like how many like former like NFL guys are going to want to get in there.
Yeah,
because it's probably more NFL guys that get in from compared to any other sport. Like, I don't see failed basketball players and baseball players.
You were a wrestler growing up, or but the money is not the same as the NFL. Like,
money's
if you could
not
go
the same.
Take a vet man in the NFL and have less head trauma than you would in the UFC.
Money's not the same, and you're not getting punched in the face.
Yeah.
So
I doubt it'll happen.
Yeah. Probably guys that get head trauma from football would do it.
Yeah.
Because they're like a
Gronk.
It's like, well, I mean, what's another year off my life?
Right.
I mean, basically.
Yeah.
That would be the mindset. If someone was, like, getting out of football, like, clean.
Yeah.
And not really had trauma, which I don't know how, but.
Bro, Luke Kuechly in there?
Oh, God.
He's destroying people.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Andrew Luck?
He'd be a heavyweight. Not Luck.
Oh. Andrew Luck would be, probably. Well, not now.
Not now.
He's, like, 205.
Yeah, he'd be a lightweight. Light heavyweight.
Yeah.
I think that fight, I think this weekend, since we're in UFC talk briefly, I think it's Adesanya Pereira.
Can't wait to watch it on the legal stream.
Legally? Yeah.
Pick right now. Who's the best quarterback out of this draft class?
Stroud. I feel like I've always been on the Stroud.
I agree with you.
Because I feel like he is the...
Well, you're related.
Yeah. I feel like he's the highest floor.
He's so polished and, like, tall.
Classic, like, might not have the highest ceiling.
Right.
Because I think everyone's saying the highest possible ceiling is Richardson.
Is Anthony Richardson.
Just because of, like,
how
a freak
otherwise.
He is.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like the highest floor is Stroud because he does a little bit of, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
I've also heard that him and, like, Levis are similar. He just has so many less mistakes than Levis.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, in the NFL. Yeah.
I've heard people, like, being real in breaking down Levis, and they're like, his draft or his tape makes him undraftable. And that is not encouraging for the Colts, who we had going up and taking Will Levis, which I could see them doing.
Yeah.
What did you make of Josh McCown saying, we'll find a court to play on when you live in Charlotte, to C.J. Stroud?
I mean, insane that that got caught, yeah, like hot mic style, basically. I know, like, I know people put feelers out, like.
But what would that smokescreen be for?
I don't think that's a smokescreen.
No,
I think that actually got caught.
I think they're going to take Stroud.
Well, did you see that they got, they had like their, the owner.
Yeah, everyone.
Tepper, mm-hmm, was at the pro day.
Yeah.
At the pro day.
Right.
Not the combine.
Right.
Owner, took him out to dinner. Owners are at the combine. When you go to the pro day, I mean.
But they also went to Bryce Young.
I guess. Are there clips saying, we'll find you a house in Carolina?
Are they like going to offload one? If they think they can get C.J. Stroud later?
Ooh.
Is that the smokescreen?
Has a team ever traded up to one and then trade out of it?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
Remember when the Chargers could have had Eli Manning, but he refused to play for us?
Yeah. I don't think we will. I don't think they win Super Bowls.
We didn't win with Drew Brees. We're not winning with Eli.
No. It might have worked out with Brees eventually.
Yeah, I think so.
But they, I mean, he didn't play football for like,
but we wouldn't have had our king for 15 years.
90-yard touchdown.
He's in Yannick Ngakoue's face. Just like,
I got annoyed that Yannick just kept calling him 17. I'm like, yeah, you know who he is.
You know who Phillip is.
Call him Phil.
Call him Phillip.
You want to talk about spring ball?
Yeah. Hendon Hooker's trending.
Ooh. With the first overall pick in the 2023 NFL draft.
I think Hendon wasn't good until last year. Like, really good, and then he was, he's old, obviously, is the other knock. I think him and Quincy Patterson were at Virginia Tech together. What a QB room.
Yeah.
Let's talk about spring ball. Well, no, first. Tomorrow's pro day.
Yeah, good luck to the boys, man.
As today is
pro day. Good luck, as Cordell likes to say.
Yeah.
We all need a little luck.
Yep. Luck is the only thing getting us through this life.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Why don't we have any?
We weren't blessed to be a 6'7" ogre who wants to smash everything he sees.
Seeing pictures of Cordell on Facebook wearing the same clothes that he wore the first 5 years I knew him. It's so funny.
He looks good, man. He lost some weight.
Sure.
It looks like he's heavier, but he like trimmed down. And like when we saw him in Nashville, he's
skinny.
He said he was
320.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oof.
Looks like shit in those white uniforms. I look bad in all green, so I can't say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. On those guys, I think we touched on it a little bit last week.
A little bit, but I mean,
do we have?
We had a. I mean, I looked at like kind of a full list. It's Doss, Tut, Spence,
Gindy,
Lipke, Cody, Nash.
That might be it.
Might be it. I'm very sorry if there's someone else, but I mean,
yeah.
What am I? Sorry.
I felt bad this entire time because I've like only talked about the offensive guys.
Yeah,
but that's just where my head was at. I think Dawson is going to turn some heads in his workout.
Dawson's probably the most interesting, like, not talked about one.
He's a freak athlete.
Of his body.
Yeah. And
his length.
Tut has stuff on film that if he backs up with a good workout, like, I could see him.
Tut's kind of like what Ravi was.
Yeah.
Film's a little like, the film, like, is insane. But, yeah. I think Robert, didn't he get, like, he got a camp invite.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like most of those guys deserve a camp invite.
Yeah, I think they'll get one at least.
Yeah.
Nashie Bear, I think, could improve his stock the most. Everybody else kind of is, like, set where they are. You know, Gindy and Lipke are borderline draft guys, depending on their health. And then Cody's going to be a first or second rounder.
Yeah.
And Nash could like really work himself into those late rounds if he has a good workout.
Yeah.
It was planning to hit a crazy number on bench.
It's kind of disrespectful that you didn't draft Cody in the mock draft last week. None of the teams I drafted were needed a tackle.
It was a mock draft, not a mock draft. stupid. Cody's a guard.
Cody just can be whatever he wants yeah. To be honest. I think our biggest issue with people was he was like, oh, he can't play tackle. Yeah, he has to play guard.
Play tackle.
He can play tackle.
There's people
you absolute buffoons.
It's the laziest take on the internet.
Oh. Chargers owner D. Spanos. Oh, my God. So there's a D that's a girl and a Dean.
Dean.
The guy. Because this is Matt Money Smith. Chargers owner D. Spanos. Barbarian is looking to sell 24% of the NFL team. It's 15% that she owns personally, plus her stake. Come on.
Do you want to put in and buy that? The 24%
plus her stake in the family trust. Imagine if being part of a family trust that owned an NFL team.
Should we buy that 24%?
Yeah.
Why not?
Wrangle up some.
Yeah, we'll buy it.
Start like a go.
We'll buy the Commanders at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, I've discovered this, like, as I've graduated. Nobody knows what they're talking about on the online, like, in media.
It's tough.
So, like, it's like the lazy, easy thing to say, like, to make yourself sound. I saw somebody say the other day that, like, Paris Johnson should slide inside. It's like, got bad news for
bro.
You.
Bro.
Paris Johnson's a tackle. Did you like his 360 pass set workout?
That one was stupid. That video of him with the interchangeable pass set.
Yeah.
When it was just kick, kick, kick.
He could play
switch,
safety.
Kick, kick, kick. Switch, kick, kick, kick. I don't know if... Have you ever seen like a college O-lineman move like that?
No.
You've seen Rado. Pros. You've Closest. Seen pros do freaky shit.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever on film or in person seen a guy
yeah.
like move like that. I mean, I don't know how good... I mean,
I think
know.
Part of our thing is
I don't know how like...
Nobody on defense is moving fast enough that we played against to justify moving like that.
Yeah. But also, like, I don't know how, I mean, that drill is all show, too. I mean, they just want to see how good you can right. kick.
And flip your hips like that? That's Ooh. Crazy.
It just looked like his
upper body didn't move,
and it was just boom, 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 boom.
He looked
boom.
Like those old WWE figurines yeah. that you could just flip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, really. I mean, it was insane.
He's sick. Nashy Bear, he's just going to go hit. 40 reps on the bench?
Is that what he said?
No. I think he said 30 to 35.
He can get in the 30s.
Yeah, easy.
Dude. It was either... Dang. I wonder who it was. I think it was... Was it CeCe? When they did Pro Days? That class? I think he hit like 28 or something. And I was
I think
like,
it was like 24 or 26.
One of them hit like 26 to 28. And I was like, Jesus. I'm like, yeah. What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Like... They weren't even close to that when they were playing.
No.
But, I mean, that's what you
it's
train
all
for.
Training. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's insane.
It's just...
It's insane what 2 months of just hardcore training does.
Yeah.
For those guys.
And if anything, it's just another way to put a name to a face in front of a scout.
Yeah.
So, excited for those guys. Solid. All dudes that, like, I could see being on rosters.
Yeah.
To start camp.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be exciting. I'll be there tomorrow. First time inside the indoor practice facility. Thank you for not burping into the mic, you animal.
Ooh, indoor practice facility. Now I do kind of want to go. I said no earlier, but whatever.
Are they going to turn you away at the door?
Huh?
Are they going to turn you away at the door?
I'll bring Lenny with. You can leave us out here?
Yeah.
I can't wait just to pawn him for stuff like that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Guilt people into it.
Let's talk spring ball. They started this week.
Ooh, you want to know something week? Funny? I think it was last week.
Yeah, last week.
We've sent a few texts back and forth. That first spring ball, man, I can't say that it's worse than your first fall camp, but it's...
They both suck in such different ways.
Oh, it's so bad.
In such different ways.
It's so bad. First of all, the wake-up time.
Is tough.
It's insane.
And then right into a meeting. Like, if I woke up, ate breakfast, and went and practiced, and then had a meeting, I think I'd be okay.
Well, we tried that 1 year, and that also stunk.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. We did just practice.
Like, right into a meeting. Blas installs for, like, 7 minutes. And then the rest is like us Googling random facts.
Spring ball's tough, dude. The toughest part is that it is for young guys, for sure.
Yeah.
Because a lot of, you know, either vets who...
The old cats are sitting out for the most part.
The old cats at play, and then the old cats that, you know, bench, like me or you, we would go hard, but they also gave us some breaks sometimes, too, depending on the numbers. It all depended on how healthy your position group
was. One
of
my spring balls, there was 11.
Jeez. I think I was still D-line that year.
Yeah.
Because I was not doing
Took every rep at center in spring ball.
Yeah. It's tough.
And the coaches do, like, they do look out for you for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when it's, they'll give you, like, five on and then a break.
Yeah, they want to see the young guys in there.
Yeah.
And they want to see them grind. Like, they want to see, like, what happens when they, like, hit a breaking
point. I think I mentioned this. The worst part about spring ball is, like, when you hear 15 practices, you're still in season and fall camp mode where you're like, that's 2 weeks of practice.
Yeah.
Two, 3 weeks.
But
you practice for 2 months.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
And the only light at the end of the tunnel is a practice in front of the public.
That they don't even... I don't think they're doing that this year, are they?
I don't know. It's not even a game anymore.
We went last year and they called it because of weather outside.
Yeah.
Kramer, come on.
Kramer's getting soft. I know he's listening.
Can you imagine if he listens to this?
No chance. He'd yell. We would have gotten a text already.
Yeah, and someone's probably presented it to him.
Yeah.
Not saying you should listen to this, but saying like, hey, do you know these guys are doing this? And he's probably like...
Can we just declare it right now that the white whale of this podcast
is Kramer?
Be to get Kramer? I think we could do it.
I think if we added, I think here's how we do it. You know how we do it?
Hmm.
We get Cordell to ask him, and the both of them come on.
No,
he would do it for Cordell.
No, I don't want Cordell. I think we could get him. I don't think we can get him. If we had a way to get this mobile where we went to the shack, I think he would do it.
Dude, he lives like in like the Hollywood Hills of West Fargo.
I'm telling him.
He lives in like the cake eater area out here.
I thought he lived in North Fargo.
No.
His kids went to North.
Yeah, I think they started open enrolling after he moved.
Open enrollment is not a thing.
Well,
you're wrong. It's okay to be wrong.
Pretty sure he lives in right by that Prairie Heights Church.
We should not be discussing where Kramer lives.
So here's his address. I actually don't know where he lives. Cordell does because he had to go lift in the garage during COVID, allegedly. Oh, no, come on. Leave it in.
I'm cutting that.
All right. So
I'm cutting that.
Willis just cut something that's very funny. But I guess we can't put it in.
No, it'll damage personal relationships.
But, we should cut out some of that. But, Kramer on this show would be incredible. Just to verify stories we've heard.
Yeah.
And then just ask him, like, what his life is like.
Keep names out.
Like, what he thinks of. Like, how he has, like, dealt with some just absolute. And Jason Brown, Last Chance You.
Yeah.
In his terms, some absolute shitbirds.
Yeah. I want to hear
Benson.
I want to hear the craziest stuff. Like lighting out fireworks outside of a certain player's house at 4 a.m. to wake him up is one thing.
Hiding in the back of a car
to
go greet a player who said his car wouldn't start, asking him for keys, and then starting that player's car.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. What were we talking about?
Spring ball.
Yeah.
I do like the lifts in between.
The lifts are fine. Yeah. Like the lift days.
Yeah, the Tuesday, Thursday lift.
So funny, me and Kendra have basically, this is her first, week back at work. And both of us have gotten very, very bad at waking up to alarms.
Mm-hmm.
I have always been bad, but she has caught on to my ability to be bad at alarms. So the other day, she's like, you know what might help? And it actually has worked for me, but she said, you know what might help is switching your alarm sounds.
Mm.
So I was going through them the other day, and I clicked on one. And it was like, I got like, I'm trying to think. Was it you? Not you. You is the Penn Badgley show.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Keen? What, no, not just Key and Peele. What's the movie?
that Get Out.
Get Out, where he like gets pulled back in the chair, mm-hmm. like into a different time.
Yeah.
One of those alarms I pressed on was absolutely an alarm during spring ball.
Oh.
So I clicked on it.
Like brought you all
and it
anxiety.
Literally like I like woke up in my dorm bedroom or like my like small apartment room at 4:30 in the morning. I almost threw up.
No, I do the same thing.
I like got nauseous.
Julia.
And I don't want to be dramatic, but I like it put me it like instantly made me sad and like I didn't know how to move forward with my day.
Yeah. Julia's alarm is by
and
the
it
way,
scared me.
We went in reverse.
I'm playing it.
She was horrible at alarms, and I caught on. Because whenever I heard alarm, I would wake up immediately. Feet were on the ground. Not anymore.
Yeah. This is the alarm. So my normal alarm is my phone.
Yeah.
That's just my alarm. That's mm-hmm. my ringtone. Everything.
If you play the one I think you're going to play, I'm going to throw up. Because it really does trigger PTSD. Oh, no, it's not that one.
Oh, my God, dude.
No, it's not that bad.
Whoa. It was that one and this one. I have the other one that you want.
Nope.
So those two were my spring ball alarms, and both of them make me want to throw up. But guess who's gotten up on the first alarm the last two mornings, which I have literally never done in my life because of those. I wake up, and it's like... Oh, that's a bad one, too. That's hers. That's hers.
But it triggers me right
that,
now.
That's been hers for a long time. So I think that's why.
I stopped using it.
Woo!
It's horrible.
Everyone who has went through a spring ball knows. And also, everyone has changed those alarms.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure.
The fear and loathing you get when you hear that alarm, because you knew what your day was going to be.
Am I late?
Yeah. and you knew you weren't late, but you still had anxiety.
And then once you figure out you're late, you're like, oh, I have practice in an hour and a half. I have to eat breakfast, and then I have to the knee pads. And what time should I get to the dome to do? Should I get my ankles taped? Because they have to be taped before I go into meetings. And then I have to put the knee braces on before during meetings. Or should I do it after meetings? Or should I do it before meetings and then put the pants on for the meetings?
I'm sorry. Whoa. I consider myself a not dumb individual, smart. I give all respect to dudes who finished like 3.0 above in college. Because I think I had a 2.4. How could I possibly care about school after what my day was like?
3.6, baby.
Yeah. Sweet.
Sport management.
Yeah. You show up.
Shout out. Come on. You show up. It's definitely 3.0. Like,
yeah.
Showing up. But.
And I had to drive to Berry Hall. It's like, sorry, not going to class.
Yeah.
COVID is the only reason I graduated.
Oh, the Berry Hall classes once spring ball starts.
How
see
do you
it.
Fall asleep?
See ya.
Yeah.
Bye.
And not only that, dude, good luck trying to find a parking spot. I had to pay for parking.
Yeah. Not that. It's a no for me.
Yeah.
It's a no for me, dog.
It's a no for me, dog.
Randy Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
American Idol. Yeah. It's a no for me, dog.
Did he die?
No. That's a great. Did they die?
He might have. No, he didn't die.
Give me another one, just a guess. Think of a random name.
Wait. Randy Jackson. No, he's alive.
Simon Cowell looks like he died, and they stuffed him with an alien.
That's a fake Simon Cowell.
Paul McCartney.
Well, the real Paul McCartney's dead.
No, here's a real one. I thought this person was... Oh, I just gave it away. Bret Michaels. I thought he was 1,000% dead.
No. Still kicking, dude. What was...
Raw, I guess. Is that we definitely have to edit a couple of these out. Sorry. Not that our sponsors care, but I guess the platform we use.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Whitney Houston.
Yeah. Overdosed.
John Candy.
Died from being fat.
Chadwick Boseman.
Cancer.
Oh, this is bad, man.
Are you giving me all the dead ones? Like, I know they're dead.
Yeah, all dead ones.
I want ones that, like, give me some people that you know. I don't know. That would give it away. I was going to say. I don't know. Like, I didn't know Betty White.
Yeah, dead.
See, I thought you were still alive somehow.
Let's see. What a stupid thing we are doing. Like, none of these are... Jimmy Carter.
I don't even know who that is. Is that president?
Yes.
Dead.
Nope.
Whoa.
He's in hospice, but he's alive.
Why?
Because he was sick.
Who's the...
Bob Barker. Bob Barker.
Oh. Alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 99.
Trebek died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd trade him.
What about...
We don't even have a stardom sit 'em. Stardom sit 'em celebrities are who are alive. Sit.
Trump.
Hey, I shook his hand.
Thank you for your service, President Trump.
We need to end this podcast.
Well, I was looking at like just impromptu stardom sit 'ems we could do.
I have to go anyway.
Yeah, that's true. What else do we talk about spring ball? I mean,
It's great to, like Kramer said, you won't lose weight. I did. I always did.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't remember if I did or not.
There's practice, and I was taking every rep. Yes. Lose 12 pounds a day.
It's true.
Then I'd gain it all back.
Gotta love supper.
Dinner?
We're not going to do this.
All right. See you guys.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Go, Eisen.